My name is Alicia Sell, and I'm with the Virginia Room at Roanoke Public Libraries. Today is February 23rd, and I am interviewing Shirley Perry Bennett. Well, no, I said that wrong. Shirley Bennett Perry. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for being with us today. Oh, and I should also mention we're doing this interview at the Jerusalem Baptist Church today. We're going to start with some background questions about you. Can you tell us where and when you were born?
I was born in Floyd County in September 1940.
Okay. When did you move to Roanoke?
When I was about 7 years old.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you lived in Roanoke ever since then?
Yes, I have.
What streets and neighborhoods did you live in?
I lived in Southwest, Salem Avenue, 15th Street, and Rural Avenue.
Okay.
Before I was growing up.
Okay. Tell me about your parents. Why did they come to Roanoke?
I think work and job-wise from Floyd, because that's country and we didn't farm. My grandparents did. And so we moved to the city where my dad was a truck driver.
And what were your mother and father's names?
My dad's name was James Parker, Jr. And, well, he was a senior because my brother's name after him. My brother is a junior. And my mother's name was Evelyn, Verna Evelyn Williams. She was the Williams before she married Parker.
And did they, were they both from Floyd or did they come from other places in
Virginia?
No,
they were both from Florida. And I don't know, a lot of people know all the Stewarts up in Floyd. Well, my mom is a Stewart on her mother's side.
Oh, okay.
So.
Did you have brothers and sisters growing up?
Yes. There were seven of us. I have three brothers and three sisters. Two of my brothers are deceased now. So I have just one brother and three sisters now.
Where did you fall in the mix?
I'm the oldest.
Okay.
I'm the oldest in this mix.
Were you sad when you moved from Floyd to Roanoke? You said you were about seven.
Well, I don't think so. I guess by being so young, you know, you just go, and as a child, you really don't even, you know, you just go, you have kids to play with and all, sisters and brothers, so you don't look at it, I guess, for missing it. Maybe if I was old and in school where you would miss people, but no, I can't say that I did.
Do you remember the house that you lived in? Can you describe it for us?
It's a two-story house on 15th Street. And as you know, at the bottom of the street, you know, it was you see the railroad tracks always, because the trains would go by. I think all the streets, maybe in the Southwest, 14th Street, 15th Street, 12 and a half Street on, you know, you hear the train tracks down Norfolk Avenue where the trains go by. So that's what I remember. And over behind the houses in front of us on 15th Street, they built, we had a playground over there. And, you know, that's where we went to play every day. And after that, they built to me, the first ones that I know of, the first projects were in Southwest over where the school is now.
Do you remember when they were built? What was it like?
I can't remember, but they looked like army barracks or something, you know, all the beige color, and they look like army barracks, and that's what I remember. And when they were torn down, it went back to a park.
And your house that you grew up in, was it brick? Was it clapboard siding? Do you remember?
It was siding. That brick, is it that brick siding that
okay.
people used back then? The brick siding house that we lived in.
Did you have a garden?
No.
Where did you buy your food from?
We'd go down on the market. My parents would go down the market. And then back then, you know, people came by in the truck and they were selling vegetables off their truck. So you bought it like that. And you get ice from the man that came by in his truck selling ice. And the milkman come by. So that's how we can always remember back then. I think down Salem Avenue, they had an A&P store. Before it moved from down Salem Avenue to Southwest up at 24th Street. Oh, I see. And that's what I remember. We'd go down to market because people would come in town and sell vegetables. And then by my grandparents having gardens and animals in Florida, you know, they had pigs and all that they would kill. And so we would go back and forth to Florida. And they would give, you know, had vegetables that they gave us and meat.
So did you have your own family car then?
Yes, we had a car. Mm-hmm. My dad had a car.
Did you have any extended family members living here in Roanoke that lived close by? For instance, aunts or uncles?
Yes, and an aunt.
Was it on your mother or your father's
my
side?
My mother's side, her sister.
Okay.
Her and her husband now live here, too. And they came to Roanoke about the same time that we did.
Did you spend a lot of time together?
Yes, we did. We spent a lot of time together.
Did your mother work growing up?
No.
She stayed at home with the kids.
Parents really didn't work as much, I guess, back then, like they do. Everybody has to work now, but back then, the parents stayed home. Most of the fathers worked, but all the mothers were always at home.
Okay. What kind of activities did you participate in as a child? Did you do, like, choir or the YMCA?
No. We played outside. Or in the park. And I can always remember, you know, during school sometime, you know, we had like a track team, baseball. Each section of the city had their own kids groups. Like Southwest had track team and ball teams, Northwest, which was called Loudoun. Then you had Hearst and then Gilmore. All of them had their own little section. And we would play, each park would play them each other during the summer. And that's what, and I can always say it's always was the best. We always won everything. Always the best girls and boys teams and running and track and baseball. And, you know, they're really known for those things.
So did you play the sports too?
Yes. I ran track and I also played baseball, softball, we call it then. I was the pitcher. So those are things, you know, we remember because kids did all those type of things, you know, and... For now, kids don't get out and play much anymore. You know, they got all these handheld games and computers, so they at home all the time. But back then, you know, you got out and you played and you exercised, and those are all things you did during the summer when school was out.
What school did you attend? Elementary, middle, and then high school?
Loudoun. I went to Loudoun Elementary School, Booker T. Washington Junior High, and Addison High School.
Okay. Did you walk to school or?
No, we had bus. And we had to pay then to ride the bus.
You did?
Yes,
to ride
from Southwest to, from Loudoun there. In elementary, we didn't. The bus was free to go from Southwest to Loudoun Avenue. But when we went to Addison High and Booker T, we had to pay. Back then, I can remember, I think it was 10 cents. We would ride the bus to
every
school.
Every day?
Back and forth to school.
Were you ever allowed to stay home from school?
Only if you were sick. You just didn't stay because you wouldn't stay. In fact, I think most kids didn't. They wanted to go to school. Yeah, so we went to school.
So you liked school?
I did. I enjoyed school.
And how much schooling did you complete? Did you...
12th grade.
12th grade?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you or anyone in your family attend college?
Yes, my brother.
Okay.
I have a sister that went to nursing school and another sister that went to business school. She works at DMV, sister that's a nurse, and my brother, the one that's deceased, went to Knoxville College.
Describe your home life growing up. For instance, what did you have, because you were the oldest, did you have to take care of all your other brothers and sisters? Did you have a lot of chores?
I guess because there were so many of us, you didn't have, you know, different chore, maybe wash dishes, and you'd help babysit them if your parents went somewhere. But mostly, you know, with your mother not working, she was usually there, so you didn't have a lot of babysit. But I can recall when my sister was born, the one next to the baby. You know how kids are with babies, especially teenagers. You know, you want to hold, keep a baby. I would hold all the time and keep her. She thought I was her mama. She'd call me mama, and everybody would laugh because that's my sister that's next to the baby, Vanessa. So.
Did your family have a radio? Did you gather around the radio in the evenings?
Yes, we had radio, and we would listen to the blues on Saturday night. I can't think of what they called it now. It would come on Saturday night. We'll listen to that. And then later on, I can't remember what grade I was in, when it was, we had a TV. You know, you watch the TV till it went off when it came on in the morning till it went off at night, you watch that TV. So, black and white. So, I remember that. But a lot of other things I guess we didn't have, but you knew you were loved because, you know, you didn't have, being seven of us, you didn't get everything you wanted. You didn't always have new clothes. Christmas, you might have one item that you really wanted that you got for Christmas. But, you know, we were happy.
Do you remember when you got a telephone or a refrigerator? Did you have those things growing up?
Yeah, we had, well, I don't know, could you call it a refrigerator or can I say icebox? Okay. We had an icebox back when we first came here on 15th Street. That's when the iceman would come around and give you a block of ice and you put it in there in your refrigerator. So I remember back that far that we had that. So I guess you would say it was a refrigerator, although we always said icebox.
Did your house have a porch? And if it did, would you sit out on the porch in the evening?
Yes, we did.
Was that a big part of your neighborhood?
Yes, it was. Practice everybody. Sunday afternoon, people come from church. That's where they would sit. Everybody would be on the porch speaking and waving to everybody. I see when the ladies came in there. I know she lived a couple doors from us. She's older than I am, but I remember they lived 2 doors up from us. Mm-hmm. You'd always be on your porches.
Did you know all your neighbors?
Yes. Mm-hmm. New practice. All my neighbors when I was young on 15th Street. Mm-hmm.
Were there family stories that were passed down from generation to generation? For instance, a family recipe or stories about the Civil War or slavery?
I can't remember much of those. If they did, I guess we didn't really listen to them when they were talking about them. You know, we'd be running around playing. But I do remember my grandfather lived in Florida. When he was born, there was a white family that lived maybe I'm gonna say about 2 blocks away, and that gentleman's mother died when he was born. So back then you didn't have bottles and all that because my grandfather died when he was 92. So you know how far that went back. And and what they did, they brought that little baby to my grandmother and he nursed from her. And my grandfather and this gentleman, they grew up almost like brothers. They always knew each other from then on. In fact, I still know their names now, they were down on their corner when we go up Florida. We'll see the house is still there.
And did that white man, did he ever remarry or?
Well, I guess, yeah, he married, but now I don't know if he ever remarried because they grew up as, you know, that close together, he and my grandfather.
So they were good friends?
Yes.
What businesses and shops did your family shop at? You mentioned the A&P.
A&P, down the market. And I know when we needed medicine or anything, I always go down 13th Street, had a Williams drugstore. That's where we'd always go. Had the best sundaes for a quarter or whatever the price was. They'd make you the best sundae. And I think maybe once a week we'd get a sundae on Sunday or something. We could go get a big old sundae. And that's where, and you won't remember it, but over here on Gilmore, I think it was Gilmore, right behind the school, they had their dairy. You get so much ice cream on a cone for a nickel and all that. It stayed packed all the time, all during the summer, because that's where everybody went to, you know, get ice cream on Sunday. So.
And it was called the Roanoke Dairy?
Roanoke Dairy, mm-hmm.
Were there clothing shops that you shopped at, or did you shop on Henry Street at all?
I don't think back as far as I can remember. I don't think Henry Street had clothing stores. Mm-hmm. I can remember the record shop. And that place I was talking about was Randy. We listened to Randy's record model Saturday night when we had the radio. And we would go to Kaiser's record shop and buy records. But I don't remember any clothing stores up there. I don't know what age I was. Maybe growing up teenager, we had Cress's, Grant's, and Woolworth's. Stores like that were downtown then. And that's where we would go.
Was it a big deal to go downtown with your parents?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like it?
It was almost like you think you were going somewhere when you went to town on Saturdays, because that's where practically everybody went on Saturday. You go to town in the market, because it's all right there together. So,
did you or any of your family serve in the military?
My dad. Also my husband and my 2 brothers.
What wars did they serve in?
Wait a minute, let me back up. One brother, Army, my dad, Army, my husband, Army, And my two sons, one served in the Army and one served in the Air Force.
Oh, okay. Do you have a favorite childhood memory? For example, a favorite holiday event, vacation, or gift that you received?
Can't remember any favorite. I think they've all remember, you know, we enjoyed all of them. I can't remember any favorite one over another, really. Not at the moment. Now, when you leave, I get home and say, oh, yeah, I might think of it then, but I can't think of it right now. I mean, it's special or favorite.
Was your husband, your first husband, was he from Roanoke?
Now, he was from Pennsylvania County.
Oh. How did you meet him?
He had a half-sister. No, I guess it was stepsister that lived here. And he was visiting her at her house, and we'd be walking to the school bus to go to school. And he said he told his sister, I'm going to marry that girl right there. And he was 6 years older than I was. So, like, if he was out of school, that left me in, what, about the sixth grade or something like that? And we did. He did. We ended up marrying. So.
When what did he, did he work here in Roanoke then?
You said after he came from service and still going back to Pennsylvania County, he kind of came back to Roanoke and stayed with his sister some. And he was here. And you work for the city, and that's how.
Did you work? Well, did you ever work, or?
Yes, I did.
What kind of work did you do?
I worked at Elizabeth Arden. That was the only job, you know, work that I did, and retired from there.
Okay. Let's see. Did you use the libraries? We like to ask that question. Do you remember the games?
As I was growing up, or not as much. Only if we had something to look for in school, because by living in the Southwest, my dad would be gone because he was a truck driver. He wouldn't be at home. So we really didn't have a way to get back and forth like that, and my mom didn't drive. Mm-hmm. So mostly if we had to go, we'd get somebody to take us maybe in the evening or something to go. We had a car, we'd go, or we used the library at school. Now, when my children were growing up, I took them.
Do you remember Virginia Wiley?
I remember her name. I think I can remember her when I saw her picture, but I think I had seen that lady before. Mm-hmm. When I go to the library. So,
let's see. Were there strong community leaders here in Hurt Park that you remember? Well, or West End, I did.
You know what? I can't remember. If I had to really choose, I can't remember maybe the people themselves, if they were those type of leaders. But I think maybe like the pastor of this church, Reverend Hunter, and the pastor of my church, Morning Star, Reverend Cruz, those were the, and teachers, maybe your teachers were then.
Was education very important growing up?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Who were your role models growing up?
I guess I would have to say teacher. You know, everybody pick your parents, but you live with them all the time. So, you know, if you want to pick somebody, I would say, what's her name? She was a teacher. I just thank the world of her. She's always wanted to make sure you did your work and did all that. In school, and I think that's why I kind of got liking school from her, and always wanted to do my homework, and I always wanted an A.
How has Roanoke changed over the years?
Oh, well, there's been a lot of improvement. I think race relations are better from back where it used to be.
Were they bad?
Well, you know, we remember sitting and getting on the bus. You'd go to the back of the bus. And we remember going to Woolworths and Crest and other stores and drinking from the water fountain around the corner or in the back with color written up on it and those, you know, those type of things. So it has improved a lot. But everybody would tell you there's a long way to go. But from back then to now, a lot of improvement. I know now my brother and sister went to Jefferson. When they integrated schools, they went to Jefferson, which I'm sure they didn't like going because they weren't accepted, naturally. But he played football, so that made him, kids liked him better. You know how sports people are. If you play sports, then you're in the in crowd. So, so when you look at things like that, you can see, and then you wonder, too. If he hadn't played sports, he'd have been like anybody else from Southwest that had to go to those schools. But it's been a lot of improvement. I can't say it hasn't.
Was it a difficult transition when they desegregated the schools?
Yes. Because I think for a while that he even had got some death threats by playing football and being on the team. Because the coach would come by and talk to my mom about it. Because they didn't want to let him play certain games, whatever. But she told him to let him play, so he played. Nothing happened. Could just been a threat, you know, just keep him from playing. Because my brothers, they were pretty good with sports, so they played.
Let's see. Was it easy to find jobs for men and women in Roanoke?
I think you could find a job if you wanted to work for the railroad. It was mostly for men back then. And most of the women, they did their work out of South Roanoke and places like that for the doctors and lawyers. They did a lot of day work. I have a neighbor now that's 95, just behind me. She's 96. And she always tell me about the doctor she worked for in South Roanoke. So they did that type of work back then.
Okay. Let's see. When you went out, where would you go? Would you go to the theater or to see movies, or were there dances or things that you could go to?
You went to Virginia Theater. That's the only black theater they had that we could go to. And then they had the American Legion Auditorium that whenever, like, James Brown, anybody come to town, that's where we went.
And do you remember seeing big performers come in?
Yes, I do.
I saw James Brown.
I saw James Brown. And in fact, I saw him a couple of times. And, you know, you just go to, those are things you did.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes. Because all the people you saw were there. And you didn't have that minute to go to. So when you had something like that, it was a big deal to go see a performer when they came to town.
And where did he perform that you saw him again?
American Legion Auditorium.
Okay.
It burnt down. You remember? You were young, so you wouldn't remember all those. And they had one up on Wells Avenue Auditorium. And then one was where now they had the where they built the interstate and all through there, right down from, it's sit right down that corner where you almost go up to the post office and all right there, on that corner there, that's the big American Legion, I think, sit there.
Oh, okay.
So they had two auditoriums. One, most of the blacks just had up on Wales, and then the American Legion.
Okay. Well, is there anything I didn't ask you that you'd like to share with us?
I think you did pretty good. I think that's about it.
Okay.
But I can tell the difference from what I heard. Then when Addison opened up, mm-hmm. and we went to Addison, there was a teacher called Mr. McMillan that came from Jefferson, and they sent him to Addison to work. And he was a shop teacher, and he really didn't, his wife said he wouldn't teach until they, you know, got the school ready, because they didn't have vents and things for all this sawing and the dust and all. So he waited until they got it ready. So all those things you can see a difference in when it was integrated, it got better mm-hmm. than, you know, when we were there for all that many years.
So they did that for him when he came to that
school?
Yeah,
he said he wasn't going to teach because he wasn't going to be in there in the shop with all of that, which they didn't have vents and all that when so, because I was asking his wife, I worked with his wife when she worked at Arden, and she says, yeah, that's my husband that works there, and he's not going to teach until they get it conventioned in.
So did they improve the schools once they integrated?
Yeah, there was a lot of improvement. Like behind Addison now, you know, that big field mm-hmm. where after it was integrated, it's a track field and all that now that wasn't there when we were there.
So it gave more opportunities and it improved the schools?
Yes.
Well, good. All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for being with us today and participating.
Thank you. I hope it was